This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call us at 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. George, who's up next?
Marianne.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I live near Lansing, Michigan, and I've been told I have a fungus in my grass. Mm-hmm. And it usually, I don't have grubs, and usually shows up and starts hurting the grass in August. And yep. I'm not sure when to do the fungicide. I can't get clear information of when that's best.
Okay. So there is a product out there that I'd want you to use. It comes in a granular form or a liquid form. It's called Infuse Lawn and Garden yep. from Bonide.
Yep.
What you would want to do is once the weather goes into where we've had a lot of rain into the heat, that's about the time you want to start putting that control down, because funguses will start to show up on the lawn, or especially when, you know, July, middle of July, we have a bunch of rain and then the heat where the rain doesn't bring the temperature down, whereas in the fall or spring when it rains, it usually drops the temperature. Here, what it'll do is it'll keep it hot, promoting more fungus. So we're looking at mid-July, about when you would put that down, maybe even beginning of July. If you okay. know that you get it, and you get it each year, you use it yeah. As a preventative. So you actually use less of the product than you would do if you already had it. As we speak, I'm trying to look up the rate of application for you. But on the back of the bag, what it'll show is it'll say to prevent treatment, use this much. To for taking care of a treatment, use this much.
Okay.
So I got it now. So it's 1.5 pounds per 1,000 square feet at prevention, whereas if you have it, it's 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet at treatment. So you're using double the amount when you already have it. So by preventing it, by mid-July, that's when I would do it. And you want to actually water this product in. You want about like 1/4 of an inch of water to get it really applied. And it takes about 24 hours for it to... You need it to be watered within 24 hours to really help it. You know, and you can apply it at any time if it was wet or dry soil. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that product, again, is called Infuse. It's a systemic disease control.
And once I started in July reading the package, it sounds like I need to repeat at certain intervals. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. So it would depend upon which disease you have or fungus in the lawn. Did they tell you which fungus you had?
Brown patch.
Okay. So that one, It's saying every 14 days on the back of it. So it's saying to apply when disease first appears. And if you know that it usually appears in August, that's why I would start in the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'll say right on the back of the bag for large brown patch, prevention apply prior to expected development, and then for treatment apply when disease first appears, and then repeat every 14 days. So for preventative, you might only need to do it every 21 to 28 days, whereas if you really have it, it's every 14 days.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Now, talking about lawns, it is a good time to be feeding the lawns, but you may not know it, but most lawn fertilizers actually spread chemicals and pesticides across your entire lawn. Until now, that's been the history of lawn care products. It's also why Espoma has developed an affordable, all-natural program that's safe for kids and pets. You already know Espoma is a name you can trust. They've been making organic plant foods like Holytone and Plantone for over 84 years. Imagine a great-looking lawn that you're not afraid to walk barefoot on. It's a whole new day in lawn care. Look for Espoma organic lawn food products wherever quality lawn and garden products are sold. And visit Espoma.com to learn more about organic lawn care. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back to those phone lines. George, who's up next?
Jane.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I've had several problems with my hydrangea.
Mm-hmm.
They got the brown spots that turned into holes.
Yep.
I did not use the neem oil, and I'm wondering if it's too late to use that now.
And a lot of the holes have already a lot of the brown spots have already fallen out, etc. Are you seeing anything active on there?
I don't see anything active. I can't see it. But, someone said it was a fungus.
It could be a fungus that sometimes the black. Was it black spots or brown spots?
Brown.
Okay, and did it. If you looked at, did you notice if it started as a yellow spot or it was just you always saw the brown?
I just saw the brown.
Okay.
The leaves turned yellow, but just the brown spots, and then they became holes, actually.
Okay, because sometimes what will happen is there are insects that are piercing, sucking, and what they do is they pierce into the leaf, take out the chlorophyll, turn it goes from yellow to a brown, then it falls out. So sometimes it's an insect that does that. Now, with the neem oil, it's an insecticide and a fungicide together, so it would be something you could definitely spray. What I'd like to see you do is when you go up to the hydrangea, you know, kind of rub up against it a little bit, move your hand through the plant so that the foliage moves a little bit, and see if there's anything that kind of flies up, insect-wise.
No, there is not.
Okay.
I've done that.
Well, that's good. That's good then. So if you want to go more towards a fungus, a fungicide, neem oil is a multi, but if we're just working on a fungus, look at something along the lines of either using Funganil from Bonide, which is a synthetic on it, or you can use copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is an organic version. So either one would work. At this point, it's not something that you eat, so it might be nice to spray it with a synthetic so you don't have to worry about it as much. A copper fungicide you need to do every 10 to 14 days, whereas the Funganil you can do every 21 to 28 days. So there's a little bit more residual to it.
Is it too late? Should I wait till next season?
I don't think it's too late. I'd want you to focus on getting some of it now. And see if there, because there might be something else going on inside there. We're having warm weather. If it rains, it's supposed to have like a thunderstorm tomorrow night in the area. Who knows if that's going to happen? But or even any overhead watering or watering that you're doing in the heat can actually create some of that mildew, some of the fungus, etc. in there. So that's why I would still spray it. It's still warm enough to do. And then next spring, knowing that you've had it, use it as a preventative. Maybe start in end of May, middle of June, start spraying for it. You know, depending upon the weather. This year, in the middle of April to the end of April, we had almost like every weekend, all it did was rain. So you could almost see that funguses were coming. They were going to be coming on plants and lawns, etc. Whereas if next year it doesn't rain as much, we might not have as much fungus. Or if we have a lot of snow and the snow sits, there might be more fungus that way. So it all depends on what the temperatures are like when it comes time for the plants to be active.
These plants were planted this past spring.
Yep.
And so they were small plants. And I would say I planted probably 12 hydrangea.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, blooms never got big. They were very small. I bought them as blue and they came through as pink. And they developed the spots.
Yep. So a couple things. The flower, it depends on the acidity of the soil. So if you want blue, you need more of an acidic soil. So you need to add like a soil acidifier to the soil early spring to help blue up the hydrangeas to get them that color for you. When it starts to flower, when you start to see some buds starting to form, I want you to use a liquid phosphorus fertilizer to give it a dose to help build those blooms to get bigger. And by fertilizing it, spraying it with the Infuse or the copper fungicide or the Funganil earlier in the season is going to help you long term when it comes to the hydrangea.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so
much. Good luck, Jane. Thank you. Bye bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Been talking a lot today about new plants and what you can be doing, especially since fall is the time for planting. Now, I just want to throw this out there, you know. And I know a lot of gardens out there, you know, do you have planting insurance? You can now with Biotone Starter Plus for Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. I know we do have a few calls on the line, so we're going to get right back into them. George, who's up next?
Margaret, New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple stupid questions. Can the flowers that grow on the basil plant be dried and planted?
That's where it goes to seed. So what you can actually do is you can try to dry them out that way, see if you can get the seeds out of them once they've flowered. You don't want to necessarily dry the seed out. What you actually want to do is let it sit for a couple days outside of the flower. And then from there, if you're looking to replant it, what people will actually do is throw them in a bucket of water for about like 10 days. To try and get some root development coming out of it and push some root development. Once that starts to happen, then you can put it into soil and get it started that way.
Also, I have parsley in the ground. What do I do to bring it in? Do I have to spray it first or just bring it in? What do I do?
So a lot of people will take like a neem oil, which is a fungicide and insecticide, and spray it. To prevent anything that when you bring it inside, and it prevents anything from coming in with it. It's an organic, so it's not going to, you know, not going to harm you. But still, obviously, if you're using it, you want to clean it thoroughly to get everything off. Now, what you want to do is get a decent size root ball on the parsley if it's in the ground, and get it so it, you can put it into a nice size pot so it has a lot of its root system developed. So that's, you know, and make sure it's watered, and make sure, you know, you spray it with that neem oil. I think that's going to help you when you bring it in. If you add some soil or anything from, you know, a potting soil or something like that, take a look at something that has a lighter mix to mix with the soil from outside. That would definitely help you. And just continue to water it while it's growing inside on like a windowsill or something like that.
Can I take the dirt off the parsley and then just put it in potting soil?
I wouldn't take all the dirt out. I would definitely want to leave some dirt there with the root system to hold it intact, because the root systems absorb those micronutrients that you've been fertilizing it with all season, but it's some of that's in the soil too, and you want to keep that close to the root system to help them develop more.
Great. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful week. Thank you.
You too, Margaret. Thank you for calling, and those were not stupid questions by any means. We take all the questions. We love to hear from everyone. All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. George, we got another one on the line.
Eddie in Massachusetts.
Eddie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you. Two quick questions. Lilies of the Valley, I had a bed of them, about 50 of them. And this year in particular, in the previous years, some of them turned brown and died. But this year, I'd say about three-quarters of them. Could you venture a guess as to what could have done it? The plants around it seem to be pretty good. There's a Mugo pine, and there's some hostas, a little brown on the hostas, but not much. But it was the lilies of the valley were decimated, and they've been in the ground for about 12 years or so.
So I think what happened was, with a lot of the rain that we had this spring, those being more of an herbaceous type perennial where it's not like a woody stem, they could have absorbed that water a little bit too much, or had the water sitting around the roots and the stem causing them to rot like that and die back.
This only happened last month.
Well, so there's a lot of things that have been prolonged and happening. You're seeing such nice fresh growth all year because we had tons of rain, etc. But then it dried out real quick, and the plants kind of got shocked from it because they got used to some of that rain and that water, and then it got real heavy heat. I think that has part to do with it.
Okay.
What we can do is, I know you have another question. On the other side of the break, we can discuss a little bit more and your other question, and we'll try to get you some good information on what to happen. So we're going to be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran plans to announce a peace plan soon. Its President Hassan Rouhani gave a speech at a military parade today. And while he denounced the presence of foreign forces in the Gulf, he says that plan will be presented to the United Nations in the coming days. This is tensions between Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. have escalated after a drone attack a week ago on two Saudi oil plants that was blamed on Iran. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Affairs Minister minister says that nation would choose peace over war.
We will do whatever it takes to prevent our country from sustaining damages. Preparing for war, war is always the last option.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is now the top choice among Iowa Democrats. Warren leading former VP Joe Biden by 2 points in the Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll out yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Eddie in regards to Lily of the Valley. It does have a lot of stem rot, which is a botrytis fungus. It starts on like small spots on the leaves and then will develop into like dark, bigger brown spots all over it.
Yes.
So that's what I'm thinking it is. What you would want to use for those areas or anything that's still there, is to spray, with fungonil or infuse from.
I cut the brown spots away, you know, and eliminate them out of.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll come back next year, assuming the same thing doesn't occur again.
Yeah, so what I'd like to see you do in the spring is if knowing, no, not spring, but late summer, maybe mid-July, knowing that it's going to, it could happen again, spraying that same product, that infuse or fungonil, or even like using like a copper fungicide, which would be an organic, spraying the plant early as a preventative.
Okay.
So it would depend on, you know, the time of year. In this year, we saw that there was a lot of rain early, and then we got the high humidity and heat. So you could kind of see that fungus was going to be coming. It was going to arrive this season. So that would be a good indicator,
okay,
showing, all right, fungus could start arriving. I'm going to be on the lookout for it and be more of a preventative type maintenance to it.
So you're going
to
spray the leaf and it's going to be absorbed and then brought down into the root.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to take too much time. This is a quick question. I have transplanted, this is near a small condominium. I transplanted Pakistanis. In some places they took one place, it's about 3 or 4 feet from a rhododendron, they didn't take, and I've done cuttings and other places right next to the Plercus of the rhododendron, they're doing fine. But this place, about three, and it's an area of, I'd say, about 2 feet square. They just keep and I did it. I don't come up here till May, so I do it as soon as possible for the heat. But and I also have done it in September after the heat, and they just seem to die off. Could you venture a guess as to what would be doing that?
And you said it was the Pachycandra, right?
Yes, Pachycandra, and they come from a bed behind the deck where they're in profusion. It's like a carpet.
Okay.
But they're healthy.
Yeah, I don't think. I think what could just be happening is they don't always, not everything will come back. I think the ones that you're taking from the rhododendron are coming from a shady area, a very acidic type soil. That could be part of it. The other areas, have you fertilized with anything at all during the season?
I did fertilize, yeah, I did.
What did you use?
I think it was Miracle-Gro.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is look at getting like a liquid fish fertilizer or something in the liquid form that's already pre-mixed for you. Neptune's Harvest is a really good one to have. That it comes with a fish and seaweed mix together. That one's really good to feed the plants. I think it's more of like every couple weeks that will help it.
Okay, one question is, right in one area, right next to the rhododendron, I mean almost abutting it between that and the foundation of the condo, they're fine, they're doing fine. This is about 3 or 4 feet away, and it puzzles me that one side would be doing fine, and this other area would do poorly.
Well, so soil is different everywhere. Being close to a rhododendron is a very acidic because rhododendrons will pull a lot of the fertilizers, but they'll pull it towards that area. So maybe they're feeding off of that.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
That's why I'm thinking the other areas you would need to fertilize a little bit more.
Okay.
Is it a full sun? Is it part shade in that area? Is it a little bit different?
It's mostly shade, and I understand the Pachycandras prefer shady. Okay.
So I was just wondering if that area had a little bit more exposure to sun. Maybe that's part of it.
A little bit more, yes. A slight bit more because it's still behind a copse of trees in the summertime. So a little bit more, but not much.
Okay. That could have a little bit to do with it, but I don't think it's the main cause. I think fertilizing it more often, maybe use when you move some and put them into the area, use like a biotone starter to get it ready that way in the soil. That would be good. But I think it's just sometimes they don't always transplant well. If we have a little bit of heat in May, that could expose them and the roots could just be not developed as well.
Okay.
So that might be the problem. I wonder if maybe it's barely a difference when it comes to the exposure, but if that had anything to do with it. But I think the fertilizer might be the rhododendron might be pulling some of the fertilizer away from the outer side because the roots are going to be wide. They're not going to be real close to the plant. They're going to be out further, so that could be part of it as well.
Okay. All right. I will try your suggestions, and thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Eddie. Good luck. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, it's definitely time to start using some Repelzol animal repellent. Now, are the animals eating those beautiful, expensive plants around your home? Bonide Repelzol is the answer. Bonide Repelzol is an all-natural animal repellent that repels deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and more by scent, taste, and as an irritant. Unlike other repellents, Repelzol does not have an unpleasant odor and will last up to 2 months. You can safely apply all natural Repelzol to trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, and other plants. It's also great to use on structures and fences to prevent horses from chewing on them. Repelzol is available in both a liquid and granular form. Liquids are available in a ready-to-use concentrate and a hose end sprayer container which attaches to your garden hoses. The granular form is available in shaker containers for easy application in a 6-pound bag that you can apply through your spreader. Bonide products are made in America. Repelzol products are available at these fine stores. In Agway, near you, Russell's Garden Center in Wayland, Massachusetts, and every bloomin' thing in Scituate, Mass. Again, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. George, we got any more calls on the line?
We sure do. Bernie in Massachusetts.
Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a two-part question.
Sure.
I got some four blueberry bushes, and there's some invasive weeds or trees growing in the clump of, and it's similar to the blueberry bushes. How can I get rid of those? You know, it has. I can't really pull them out. So
now that you said they're growing, like in between them, or they're around them?
In between the. Right by the roots of the blueberry bushes.
Okay. So are they like a woody structure? Are they a little smaller? Are they more like herbaceous?
They're more like woody, almost like trees, you know?
Okay. So what I want you to use is a product called Stump and Vine Killer from Bonide. The reason why I want you to use this one specifically is because it comes with a paintbrush attached to the bottle. So what I'd want you to do is if you can cut the stem of the plant to a point so it has a fresh wound on that woody plant, and then take this paintbrush out of the bottle and paint the open wound. What that'll do is that'll start to absorb into the plant and kill it to the root. It's not going to affect the plants around it because their root systems aren't connected, but it's going to kill down to the ground and get rid of it that way. But this is one of the only ones that comes with a paintbrush for that. And the product in it, triclopyr, is a very good one for a weed killer, heavier vines, etc. If you can't find that one, you can also use like a glossophate, and you can paint that on the same way instead of spraying it and killing everything around it. But I think this Stump and Vine Killer with the paintbrush attachment is the best way to do it.
Excellent, excellent. Okay.
All right, Bernie.
And one more question.
Yeah.
What was the best time to move some poppies when I can transplant those?
So the best time to transplant would be early spring before, you know, you're starting to see much growth coming from them. So what I'd want you to do is, I mean, you probably obviously know where they are right now, but maybe put some stakes in the area of what the size of the poppies that you're going to want to pull out. Almost make like a circle around the area with some string, so when in the spring, you know where you want, you know, to take from. And then early spring, before it's become, active and growing, then you can transplant it. Or you can wait until, you know, mid-May or right after it flowers, because it's bringing everything back into the root system to redevelop itself. Depending on the poppy, some will flower earlier, some will flower later than that. But my best time would be early spring. And again, if you know, you're going to know where they are at your house, but if you can't remember in the spring, maybe get some rope and put a circle around an area that you're going to dig. So next year when you get there, you know exactly where it is.
Yeah, they bloom in like July or something, so.
Yeah, so, you know, what I would do is, again, they're going to, you know, if they're in July, you'd be into August, and you could actually, you might be able to do it in fall. I wouldn't do it right now just because of the weather that we've been having. I'd go more towards middle of October. Excuse me. So that might be one to do a little bit later. And just get as much of the root system as possible. And also use the Biotone starter to really help with any of the transplant shock.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Makes sense. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
I got maybe an 8-foot tree, and I don't know if it was the snow or something, and I was leaning over. Is there any way to straighten that tree out? Like maybe. Well,
So it's going to be a little bit harder, but you can try to do it. What I'd like to see you do is grab a couple stakes and bring them towards the side that you want it to go up more upright. And go out a decent amount and start getting some of that guy wire or some what they call arbor tie. It's easier to go around the plant and it doesn't hurt it. And pull back the plant a little bit so that you tie off on one stake, go around the tree, and then start to tie off on the second stake. But what I want you to do is just pull a little bit. I don't want you to pull too hard, but I want you to slowly pull it towards yourself. When you feel like it's going to almost like snap back at you, that's when I want you to tie it off. You're going to leave it there for a couple weeks. And then you're going to go back and try to pull some more and see if it's able to move. It's going to be a gradual process, and it's going to take some time, and it might even take, you know, months to do this. But you should be able to do it over the long term. But you just don't want to pull too hard on the plant to snap it. You want to pull it enough so it's snug, and it's going to stay in that area by those stakes that you left in the ground.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Gotcha. Thank you very much.
All right, Bernie. Good luck. All right. We're coming up on the last segment. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Take a break, and in the last segment, we'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like to know? There's three to be green to shut the, yes, the auto answer off, so we're all done.
BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew.
Yeah, I'm not going to take any more calls.
BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap, even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you remove the pad and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual. Regardless of sleep position, my pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed; it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever: you can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to mypillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's mypillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They know who's who and who to talk to and stuff like that. So, all right.
Good enough. Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. So, George, who's up next?
Sue.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have some questions about garlic. I live up in New Hampshire in the Lake Sunapee region. And when's the best time to plant it?
The best time is actually to do it now, in the fall.
Now, like now with...
Yes.
Even with hot weather. Okay, and I heard the caller earlier today, you were saying to keep fertilizing it until it gets into the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, so what you want to do is when it gets into that time, that the period of time where the temperature stays closer together, it's not fluctuating like we're having right now. We have some 40-degree weather, and then it's like 90 during the day, or at least close to it. More of when the temperature's in the high 40s to low 50s at night, and the same during the day, mid to high 50s as well.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I just wasn't sure. I've heard different things about planting it more into October, and then other people are saying no, the end of September. So
I think you should do it. I think you should do it now. The Joe who calls in about it plants it already, gets it in some nice compost, lots of great fertilizer, really develops it well that way. And protects it for the winter. I think I would go with his suggestion.
And is a granule fertilizer best when you're planting it, and then use just like compost and liquid on top of that?
So the compost you can mix into the soil with it, so when you plant it, it's all around it, and it's not just in one area. The granular fertilizer, you could use something along those lines mixed into the soil, and then the liquid fertilizer would be going forward the next couple weeks.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I have one other question.
Sure.
About my peach trees. We got peaches this year. Last year we had very few, and the moose and the deer ate them and the squirrels. But this year we were very plentiful with the peaches, except for they're very small. It's almost like they stopped growing now. Is that because now we've almost never water our peach trees? Did we need to water them this summer?
Well, so I think because of the spring and all the rain that we had early and how heavy the rain was, and we were in that area where we were not worrying about a drought, the plants kind of got that way and said, all right, you know, it's I needed to get that water more. And so it got real hot, and July was just really warm. Lots of 90-degree days. I believe they said it was like the hottest July on record. Mm-hmm. That caused a lot of plants like that to not absorb as much. If it could be watered during those times, great. But it's one of those, you know, peach trees, depending upon how big they are, you're going to need to leave the hose on there for a trickle for like a half hour, 45 minutes on each plant to really get a deep soaking.
Okay. Yeah, the one tree we've been trying to cut back because it's really tall, and we're trying to get it to bush out more. And the other tree is perfect where it's kind of more, we don't really need a ladder too much to get everything off. But they both produced a lot this year, and they just stopped growing. So, okay, so when we have a summer like we did, get some more water in and fill them in there. All right.
Definitely try that. One other thing I'd like to see you do is in the spring, maybe use tree tone on the peaches on just to give them something back, something to invigorate the plants. And then in the fall, you can use it at half the rate to plant it with there. So I think that might work for you to help it. But the watering is definitely something because they want to absorb the water to grow bigger, fresher, juicier fruit.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, in the winter, we do, one of our farmer friends gives us rabbit pellets, and we put that, and then we put the hay down around it.
Perfect.
And this year, like I said, we got a bumper crop, but then they went still.
Yeah, I think it had a lot to do with the weather. It's just such an up-and-down season. We almost, right now, because we've had so much heat, we almost forget that the spring was so rainy. And that, you know, so there was a little bit of drought conditions out there, but nothing too major.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Sue, thank you so much for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it for today. We'll be back next Sunday to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call then. Until then, you can email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. But be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll see you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.